Well, hi, this is Pete Rizzo from Checkbook IRA and your weekly podcast. And today we have Jordan Shepherd with us. And Jordan is the CEO and owner of Checkbook IRA and Retirement Guardians. And getting on Jordan's schedule is very difficult because he is busy from morning until night. So we're really excited to have him with us today. Jordan, how you doing?
Good, Pete. Good, Pete. How about you?
Super. Super. Well, today what we're talking about is the CARES Act and what you can do with your solo K and Checkbook IRA. There are some things that people really don't realize how they can use it to their full advantage. And it was a gift from our government to be able to work with the stimulus package and to be able to, you know, to take your IRA money. And for those of you that are affected, and frankly, I don't know anybody that hasn't been affected by this in one respect or another. But how to take money out of your IRA and be able to use it to either enhance your investments, ease the burden you have by loss of employment, or geez, any number of things. So Jordan, I'm gonna throw it over to you and you can kind of talk about the CARES Act and talk about, you know, what people can still do with it.
Sure, yeah. Well, and this podcast is kind of a response to some questions that we've been getting from clients to use some of the changes that have been made in a way that we hadn't really thought of before. And so that's what kind of started this podcast. But I figured since we're talking about it generally, we can go over some of the other changes that have occurred in the CARES Act, because there's a little bit of confusion, especially for solo K clients on loan limits and so forth. So we'll go through that. But this podcast really came about because we had some calls from clients who asked if they could use a coronavirus related distribution under the new rules to help them actually relocate. And of course, with everything that's going on, I mean, if you live in a bigger city and that city's having some issues, you know, there are some people that are actually pulling up roots and heading off into some other state or some other, you know, town or something.
You're being nice,
so
Jordan. There's a flight
people
going on.
To reach out and say, yeah, there's kind of a, yeah, that's for sure. So, but, you know, we had people call us and say, well, you know, I've got a place right now that, of course, I live in whatever city. There's a place maybe one state over that I plan to move to. Is there some way that I could use retirement money to maybe kind of supplement this move, where I could have a little bit more time to sell my place here, you know, that I'm moving from, but be able to supplement some of the money that I need to go buy, you know, another house in this other town or other city or other state. And so that's kind of a way that I hadn't really thought about using it before, but it's perfectly permissible so long as you qualify for a coronavirus related distribution. So let's talk for a minute about what changed. I mean, obviously with everything going on, the idea in the CARES Act was to try to help alleviate some of the financial pain that some people were suffering, having to stay home and not being able to work and being, you know, still having to pay rent and mortgages and so forth. So what they did was they created essentially a special class of hardship distributions under COVID. And they laid out a number of things that you have to meet in order to qualify for the distribution. But like you said a minute ago, I mean, this has gone on long enough that it pretty much has impacted everybody in some way. So obviously, first you have to make sure you qualify for the distribution. But what they did was they allowed you to take up to $100,000 as a COVID-related distribution. And they let you do some interesting things with that money. So first of all, if you take a distribution when you're under 59 and a half, because that's the official retirement age, they generally will slap your hand with a 10% early withdrawal fee.
So there's no edge limit to this.
Taking it out, you know, too early.
Right.
Now in this case, there's no age limit to the coronavirus, right? Yeah. Right. So if you were to qualify for one of these distributions and you took up to 100,000, even if you were under 59 and a half, they waive the 10% early withdrawal fee. So that's nice. They don't penalize you for having to reach in there and take the money. The second cool thing they did is they spread out your tax liability over 3 years. So let's just say that you took out 90,000 of the 100. You would be able to declare 30,000 of that distribution over each year for 3 years and spread the tax bill on the same year. So that was nice. You get to spread it out over 3 years. The other really interesting thing they did was they allow you to repay some or all of that distribution that you took up to the 100,000 at any time during the 3 year period. And this has been a little bit confusing for people, but the way I would describe it is think of like a 60-day rollover, which pretty much everyone is familiar with, right? You take a distribution, let's say from an IRA or a 401k, you get to use that money for 60 days. And then so long as you have that money back into another retirement account within that 60-day time limit, then you are not taxed on that distribution. So it's kind of the same thing here, except they've extended that out essentially to 3 years. So essentially you can take out 100,000 right now, regardless of your age, and you can do this until the end of the year. You're not penalized if you're too young to take a distribution. You get to spread the tax liability over 3 years and go ahead and pay that if you choose. Or at the end of the 3 years, or at the 2.5 year mark or the 1 year mark, you can repay again all or part of that money that you took out, and they consider it to be like a rollover. So you wipe out the tax liability, whatever is still due, and then whatever you've already paid as the taxes, well, you're going to get that as a refund. So it was interesting the way that they did it, and essentially there are a few ways to look at it. I mean, some people are looking at it and saying, well, I can get hold of that money right now, and that's good because I don't have to pay an early withdrawal fee. So based on my certain circumstances, that's worth it for me to go ahead and pull out maybe 100,000, get to spread the tax liability out. There are some people looking at relocating where they're saying, okay, well, the way I see it is I essentially get to use this money for 3 years. And so long as I get it back into the retirement plan by the end of 3 years, I'm ultimately not going to pay any tax. So for them, some people are looking at it like they want to be able to pull the money out and then use it, for personally or for their business. But then some people are also looking at it with the idea that they get to use that money for 3 years and then return it and ultimately pay no tax. So that's been an interesting, series of questions that we've received because, ultimately it doesn't really matter what you use those funds for. I mean, whether you use it to relocate or you fly to Vegas and blow it at the crap tables, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, what you use it for. What's important is that you qualify for the hardship distribution and that you take it within the time allotted. But it's it's been interesting how different people just see, different things as opportunities. Right. But it is kind of neat that you can return that money within those 3 years and then not be taxed on it. So ultimately, it's, if you do have to take the money out, it doesn't necessarily have to be something in stone.
Well, yeah, I think what,
not the other thing I'll just mention real quick, sure. As far as the loans go, just the other thing I'll mention, there was an increased loan limit, which a lot of people, it was kind of a touch point for a lot of people because it was pretty handy. And especially what they did, it was they essentially doubled the limits. But it used to be with a 401k that you could loan up to 50% of your account value up to 50,000. That was the cap, 50 grand. Well, they essentially doubled that, said, okay, now you can loan up to 100% up to 100,000. And that was a big deal for a lot of people because, of course, with a solo 401k loan, you can pay the loan back. So you're essentially using that money for up to 5 years and then paying your own 401k back the interest. So that was pretty popular. But just to be real clear on that, that ended September 22nd, or rather September 22nd was the last day that you could take a loan with those increased loan limits. So now that we're past September 22nd, those limits have come back down to the normal limits, which is you can borrow up to 50% of your 401k account value up to 50,000. So that cap now is back down to 50. So just so we're clear on that. Okay, the other thing that's interesting, just to finish up. Yeah.
But it's back to 50 and 50%, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, just want to underline that for people listening that the whole thing was changed back to originally, not just the loan limits coming down, but also the 50% value limit too.
That's right. So everything essentially is reverted back. You know, they increased the loan limits for essentially 180 days after the passage of the CARE Act. And then there was a sunset clause on that. So now everything is reverted back to the norm, which is 50% of the account value up to $50,000. The terms haven't changed. It's still a five-year term unless you're using it to using the loan funds to purchase a primary residence, in which case you can stretch the term out to 15 years. So those terms and the interest rates, those were never changed. It was only the amount that you could borrow. So essentially, like you said, everything is reverted back now to normal, which is 50% of account value up to $50,000.
Alrighty.
Now, the other thing I was going to mention, too, for any clients who have a solo 401k, for any COVID-related distributions that you might make during the course of 2020, withholdings are now optional on those distributions. Now, only on those distributions. If you take just a regular distribution or RMDs or something, you're still going to have withholdings. But on any corona-related hardship distributions, that up to $100,000, you know, that I was talking about, that you can spread out over 3 years, for that, you don't have to pay withholdings unless you choose to. So that's another optional thing that they put into place, which is nice because withholdings for a 401k is 20%. So that's a pretty good chunk that you're sending off to the IRS. So, you know, bottom line is with these changes, it's just giving you more ways to get money out of your retirement plan without getting slapped so hard on the hand, giving you some options down the road to be a little bit flexible and, either go ahead and pay your tax on the distributions and that's the end of it, or be able to put the money back in all the way up to the end of the 3 year mark. And so what people use that for, it is up to them. There are a lot of things they could use it for, to maybe pay off their house or maybe help them relocate, maybe help them expand a little bit in their business. If they're running into financing issues, maybe on the personal side of things with an investment they're doing just because of what's going on. They might be able to supplement that with some retirement money. So, it's not to say that you should use these distribution methods, but it is to say that they are there and that if it fits in with your situation, they can be handy because, again, they're pretty flexible.
Well, I think what happens too, because, we've talked about this before. I mean, every week we're getting questions about, gosh, how can I get some money out of my IRA? And right. How can I take some money from my solo K? That's easier because of the loan, but how can I get some money on IRA? I'm 58 and I don't want to have to wait another year and a half. This kind of gives somebody the ability to do that earlier without getting hit with that penalty, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And of course, remember it's per person, right? So let's say a spouse is a husband and wife, they each have retirement plans. They would each be able to distribute up to $100,000 and spread that over 3 years, pay it back if they choose not, if they choose to. And of course, if they had a solo K, they would, in addition to anything they do there, also be able to loan themselves up to 50, depending on how much money they have in their plan. So, yeah, there are definitely ways to get money out of your plan and use it, within the rules, so it's not considered a prohibited transaction. But again, the 3 years, the way you can spread the tax liability over those 3 years and again have the option to replace the money and it's treated as if it never happened and you're refunded all the money you paid in taxes. That's kind of a planning option that has opened up a lot of opportunities for people. So it's an interesting time. And of course, depending on what goes on, I don't know what the election and who knows what'll happen with, all this COVID stuff. I mean, just depending on the response to it, we may end up seeing some, some extension of what we're seeing here, although I doubt it, but there may be, I guess, some other things that they end up doing. We'll have to see. But for right now, it's really until the end of the year. You have until December 31st, you have to make that hardship distribution during tax year 2020. So if you're going to do that, just make sure you do it, before the end of the year. And Yeah, you know, and there are also some interesting things you can do. You know, we've seen, just because taxes are so low right now, these federal taxes, you know, state notwithstanding. But we've also seen a big influx of especially solo K clients wanting to do conversions over to their Roth accounts and, you know, work what we would call like structured distributions or structured conversions, where you're distributing or converting at a much more efficient tax rate than you would if you didn't structure it. So it's kind of a mix of different things right now, just because, again, some of the changes in the CARES Act has opened up some interesting planning opportunities down the road.
Well, that's a great point, because in light of the financial hardship a lot of people have suffered with the CARES Act and what this have done, it's really opened up some opportunities for them too. And it's important to really kind of take a look and, you know, talking to your accountant, or, you know, we'd be happy to explain it on a personal level, you know, that we can't give financial advice or accounting legal advice, but there is a, you know, some opportunities, and it's, and really kind of looking at it on a personal basis of what you can do with it and how you can take advantage of it, rather than, you know, letting it take advantage of you.
So, right. And of course it's, you know, there are plenty of financial advisors that just absolutely hate the idea of, you know, taking a loan from a retirement plan, because, you know, they're worried that you're not going to be able to pay it back, and then you'll have the tax liability. And that's something that everybody has to go through and, you know, figure in when you're deciding whether or not you want to do that sort of thing. But yeah, any questions anybody has, you know, we're certainly happy to answer them. We work with good CPAs and tax attorneys and valuation companies that do this sort of thing. So if you did need to do something like that, or if you had some ideas on something that you wanted to do, we could certainly get you in touch with the people that could handle it for him.
Well, great. Well, Jordan, I mean, I appreciate you kind of clearing things up a little bit and bringing out some thought points for people.
It's kind of a general sort of spitball. Here's the changes, you know, but we've written about it in different posts on our website. But I know being able to sit down and listen to maybe a 10-minute, 15-minute podcast and being able to kind of get everything under one heading can be helpful. Our door is always open. Obviously, anybody, if you need something or have questions, just call us. We'll help you out as much as we can.
Yeah, and we're there from, you know, 7 a.m. Pacific to 5 p.m. Pacific. You know, to try and answer questions for you. And a lot of times after hours too, that we have our chats on. So,
right. And again, right. Yeah.
And, you know, Jordan, thank you so much for your time today. I know it's extremely busy right now, and, you know, really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this and, you know, share your expertise.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I would say, you know, for anybody listening, if you have an idea for a podcast, something that you'd like to see covered or that maybe doesn't quite make sense, you know, shoot us a note and give us some ideas. Sometimes it's hard for us to come up with ideas. Right. So if you have some as listeners, just let us know. We'll be happy to accommodate you.
Yeah, you can send the ideas to either Jordan at checkbookira.com or Peter at checkbookira.com. We'll put something together. So again,
Hey,
thank you very much, Jordan. You have a great day.
You bet. Thanks, Pete.